This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A pharmaceutical company sued Colorado Friday in federal court. CPR's John Daly says the suit aims to stop a state law approved in 2023.
Amneal Pharmaceuticals said the law requires them to provide generic allergy pens to pharmacies for free. Lawmakers passed legislation to cap the cost of epinephrine auto-injectors at $60 for a two-pack. It was meant to bring down the cost of the devices, best known by the brand called EpiPen. The single-use spring-loaded syringes can give a dose of a hormone called epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, to treat life-threatening allergic emergencies. But the complaint argues the law has resulted in an ongoing unconstitutional taking of the company's auto-injectors by the state. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Construction on Denver's first bus rapid transit line will begin next month. Denver City Council approved the nearly $200 million construction contract Monday. The project will remove a lane of car traffic in favor of a dedicated bus lane on part of Colfax. Council member Amanda Sawyer wants more money in the budget to help shops on Colfax that will be affected by the construction.
We have to support our small businesses, and so this is a hill I'm going to die on.
In the current timeline, the bus project will be finished in 2027. It is staying sunny and getting warmer all across Colorado. In Denver, highs near 90 this afternoon. That's 87 in Denver. Fort Collins, 85. Highs could be up above 90 for the metro area and the Front Range on Thursday. Grand Junction, sunny and in the upper 80s today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.